Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Getting better.
Settling down a bit after the fire scare.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that was bizarre.
Nobody paid any attention to it.
Not a single bit.
At all. Yeah.
Just me. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, so I'm Chris Lee, and my company is Aqua Real Time. Should I give a description?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know if you guys have heard of harmful algae blooms before.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So they're a global environmental problem that costs over $14 billion annually worldwide. And so it's something where the algae grows out of control, produces toxins, and then people can get very sick from it or even die.
As coming from the Tampa area
Florida.
We've been dealing with red tide
exactly.
for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Pretty
it,
heavily.
Nonstop, which usually it would sort of take a taper in the winter, but now it just goes straight through. So in dealing with this problem, people, businesses end up closing and real estate values plummet.
Yep.
And the fishing gets devastated. Mm-hmm. So in dealing with this problem, we realized that one of the big things is an early warning system isn't there. So people can't, algae grows really fast. And if you want to deal with it, you need to get there on time. So we're producing an early warning system for these harmful algae blooms. It allows us to, it's a sensor that floats in the water and combined with predictive analytics that run in the cloud. And we put those together and send notifications to our customers to let them know ahead of time what's going to happen so that they can get out there on time and avert these disasters.
And your customers would be those businesses?
Overall, they would be more like the governments or it could be water management companies. They're often in charge of all these bodies of water. It could be HOAs, hotels, golf clubs, those kind of private marinas, ports. It could be industrial and agricultural entities who are responsible for the problem sometimes. So they need to prove that they're doing things right.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, the legal and insurance people who come in after the fact to ascertain whose fault it is. And they can buy our retroactive data.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's a big data. We store all the data and you can just get it. At any time, like the EPA could come in and say, give me all your data for the state of New York for, 2019. And we could just provide all that at once.
That's really incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you putting these sensors out, like, in highly probable areas and then making it available? Or are you only putting the sensors out when somebody...
It's when somebody comes and says, so like the, it might be the EPA or the USGS says, we're going to put sensors in this location for the next year. Or it could be a golf club that says, we keep getting these blooms sometime in August and we by the time we get there, it's already, it's too late. We can't intervene. So they're going to put it there for the whole summer ahead of time so they can catch it right at the right time. It could be lake associations. It could be drinking water reservoirs is a huge one where for example, the city of Toledo, Ohio, closed down entirely for 4 days because the toxins got into the drinking water rereservoirs.
Oh.
So, they would stand to benefit from having a whole bunch, a barrier of these, in front of the intakes.
Yeah.
For precise and accurate data, how sparse should these sensors be from each other?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question. A typical scenario, if you've got a smaller body of water, would be at where the water comes in from, upstream, where the water is going out, and then you might have a place where you know that fertilizer is coming in.
So just one per.
So you might have like
areas?
Three per hot. One per hot spot and three or four hot spots. That's for a smaller body of water.
Okay.
For bigger ones, they would just scale up from there.
Okay.
And what would installation look like for these sensors? Like, what would that be on your end?
Well, so we've made a system that's so easy to install that it would be just the customers who install it. So in the past, people have sold sensors like this for $30,000. But we have a SaaS model. So we're selling at a very low entry cost, and then you pay for the service as long as you need it. And if you don't, you stop the service. And so ours, whereas theirs is 200 pounds and takes a week for two people, ours is 10 pounds and it takes a couple hours for one person. You can put it in a backpack and just, it has a little hook, you attach it to an anchor in the water and it just is solar powered, just automatically starts streaming data to the cloud.
Wow. Okay.
So it's real simple to use. And
what is the lifespan of each sensor, if I can ask?
Well, it's a permanently warranted. It's kind of like when you get a software as a service like Word 365, you get the latest updates. So if we, if anything happens to the sensor, you just ship it back and we provide a new one right away.
Okay, got it.
You get all the firmware updates automatically, all the software updates automatically. We can push new software to the devices from the cloud. So it's all done automatically for you as part of the monthly subscription.
Yeah, very smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they're a fairly small sensor. How do they stay in place?
Well, so they come with a couple of anchor points, hooks.
Okay.
And you basically attach it to, if it was close to shore, you could be attaching it to docks or to just a regular anchor that you get at Canadian Tire or whatever.
Oh. Okay.
And you could attach it to buoys out further afield. You can attach it, you know, wherever you can get anything fixed.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So it's small. It's easy to install.
Low maintenance.
You put it in the place and you kind of leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because it's solar powered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, I send it to you. You send me another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I stop being a customer of yours, I probably send the hardware back?
No, it is a purchase. You've bought it, so you can keep it. But you know, once you stop paying the subscription, you lose
it's
the warranty.
It's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. The software and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
And as an alpha, where is your first target demographic?
So we have pilots scheduled to start in July, and we have our first one going to be starting in the Finger Lakes area.
Okay.
And there's going to be another one in Colorado. We're based in Colorado.
Okay.
And a third one in New York as well. So we're just finishing up. We're going to have a demo here tomorrow, and then finishing up the product on time for these pilots. So it's an early stage thing.
Yeah, definitely.
How long have you been working on it?
Since last summer, we started, investigating what the product should look like. Just talking to customers without building anything last year, and then this whole year, we've gotten some funding and have pushed forward really, really aggressively.
Got it.
We've basically built something that, you know, it's taken a lot longer for the competitors, but you know, it's just a matter of getting there a bit later when this everything's a bit more mature, so it's makes it easier, of course.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a really interesting problem to deal with, and
How did you get into this problem?
Well, I started. I had a previous company, Algae Lab Systems, and we have an award-winning monitoring and control system for commercial algae growers. So, you know, just to set the record straight, algae is a fantastic organism. I love algae. I put it on pancakes on weekends. It's great.
Huh.
It's very healthy. And people grow it on purpose for nutritional supplements.
For a number of reasons.
And there was a time when it was going to be a big biofuel thing, and people haven't been able to make it profitable. It works ecologically. So I started in renewable energy and making this optimization tool for algae photobioreactors. And then we're kind of branching into this now as a, you know, it's a big change for us, but it's a big problem, so it warrants a big solution.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And obviously it has directly affected us, so we're we're definitely appreciative of a product for this solution.
Yeah, yeah.
If people want to find out more about your platform and follow your corporate journey on your road to launch, how can they do that?
Well, so there's aquarealtime.com, and the product is algaetracker.com. They both go to the same website.
Okay.
And, sign up for information, give us a call, send us an email. Love to hear from anyone.
Very cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and talking to us and sticking through all the weirdness that was this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Have a good rest of your collision.
You too.